It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. This year we focus in on the Bucky's legend, R.H. Bob Peters, in his celebration of life last summer. Former BSU President Jim Benson joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. The final speaker at R.H. Bob Peters' celebration of life last summer was his best friend, Jim Benson. Benson, a former president of Bemidji State, shared an office with Bob Peters after they both retired. The two affectionately referred to themselves as the Odd Couple.
What a tremendous day we are having here today, celebrating an unbelievably impactful person. I knew about Robert H. Peters since I was alumnus watching what was going back here. As he had moved from a coach at University of North Dakota to Bemidji State, starting coaching in the snowbank. Our John Glass Fieldhouse came along and it all changed. Coach Peters had so many players that he had a junior team that played the schedule. They played, you know, for national championships. They played the longest running streak ever in college hockey. We've heard some of those comments before. But what was running through this campus was conference championship, national championships, Olympic players, All-Americans, professional players. But besides that was one ton of highly educated people who really knew how to make change in their lives. At this time, Bemidji was a changing community. Along with the Concordia Language Villages coming in, the BSU, looked at their music and band things going on in the summertime, all the tournaments that were going on, and the hockey camp was a tremendous, actually, a kicker to this community. But we became friends when I moved to Bemidji State in 94 as its president. And my relationship with him changed dramatically from knowing who he was and how successful he was to what went on in his personality, his head, his family, and everything else. I learned about that great lady that he called Sweet Sue. And she is. I learned about his family. I learned about everything. He was really, you know, a diplomat, a historian. Yes, we heard about him being the expert, you know, with Harry S. Truman. He taught in substitute classes in the history department. He was a philosopher. He was a poet. Or he certainly loved poetry. And at the door at Bemidji State's foundation right now, there's a name there. It says Jim Benson, Bob Peters. And then you open the door, there's a little note there that Bob had written right by the light switch that I see every day as I walk into that room. Here we are, two extremely different people. One, when he moved over to the foundation, when I announced I was retiring and they did a national search and John Quisgard got named the president, he came across the hall and he said, Jim, I want you to move over to the foundation. There's a car, there's a secretary, an office there for you. So I did that. And Joyce Way, who was the office manager, said, you know, Jim, you get more mail than the rest of this place put together and the people are coming and going. And I was, you know, happily slugging through a very big time with a lot of paper on my desk. And one day Bob walked into our office and he looks at us and he said, you know, we're the Odd Couple and you're not Felix. And how true he was.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.